The Client List, a Cass Leary legal thriller. Written by Robin James. Performed by Terry Clark Linden, member SAG-AFTRA. Chapter 1.
He looks terrible, I whispered.
Well, I mean, he's dead,
Eric whispered back.
So, all things considered, I'd say he looks pretty good.
I nudged his elbow as he knelt beside me. I said a quick Hail Mary and made the sign of the cross. There were people waiting behind us, a whole line of them. The crowd spilled into the funeral home lobby and snaked around the hallway. A good showing. That's what everyone would call it. The caravan to the cemetery would probably take close to an hour, even though my GPS said it was only a few miles away. I knew I should get up. We'd been at the kneeler for at least a minute, certainly long enough to pay my respects and politely move along for the next well-wisher. Something held me in place, though. I tilted my head to the side and stared into the stern, now lifeless face that largely contributed to who I was today. If I closed my eyes, I could hear his gravelly baritone calling my name.
Leary,
he would say, drawing out the first syllable of my last name. I don't know if he'd ever called me by my first name as long as I knew him. I don't know if he'd called any of us by our first names in my first year torts law class all those years ago.
20, I thought to myself.
It had been 20 years since I saw the name on my class schedule. Anderson Ricks. Of course, I'd known who he was back then. If you lived in Michigan and paid attention to the news, you knew. If you were a lawyer anywhere, you knew.
Cass, Eric whispered, you ready?
Oh, I said. I turned back and gave a weak smile to the mourners waiting behind me. Eric's knee cracked as we stood up and moved off to the side. A large arrangement of red roses adorned an easel right next to the casket. The pink ribbon around it read, Professor. The card attached had a gold block M on it. The U of M Law School faculty had probably spent at least $500 on that one. It was nice. All the flowers were nice. I recognized a few of the names of the larger law firms in Michigan on some of the cards. I found my own contribution, a tasteful vase filled with spring flowers. I hadn't known what to write. I hadn't even been sure whether I should come here at all.
Miss Leary?
A female voice drew my attention away from the flowers. The woman looked exactly the same as the last time I saw her. She'd been the one to hand me my Juris Doctor.
Dr. Wallace? I said.
Rhoda Wallace had been an assistant dean by the time I graduated. She'd also taught family law, and I'd been lucky enough to learn from her. Rhoda stood 5 feet in heels and wore the same professional uniform all these years later. A black wrap dress, triple strand of pearls, and her gray hair tied back in a purple silk scarf.
Oh, it's so good to see you, she said.
Rhoda stepped forward and took my hands. She beamed at me.
Look at you.
Look at you, I said. You haven't changed one bit, Professor Wallace. Tears sprang to her eyes. She let go of me and reached into the pocket of her dress, pulling out a matching purple hanky. She dabbed her eyes.
I feel just awful, she said. Anderson and I had lost touch over the years. He retired from teaching. Did you know that?
I didn't, I said. Rhoda and Professor Ricks had shared an office together. She decorated hers with bright, cheerful paintings of the ocean and pictures of her children and grandchildren. Ricks's half of the room had always seemed dark and foreboding by comparison. He preferred the low light of bankers' lamps and kept a bust of Justice John Marshall that stared disapprovingly at anyone seated across from his desk.
I worried this would happen, Rhoda said. I warned him. Anderson needed to keep busy. He said, you'll have to wheel me off that campus on a stretcher someday.
Rhoda's face fell.
Oh, dear, she said. I didn't mean.
It's all right, I smiled. It's just us. And I know what you mean.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?